Hey, Andy, did you hear that whistle?
Sure do, Amos. That whistle means rinse-o white, rinse-o bright, and rinse-o new.
Yeah, that's right, and that means that this is Sunday, and we is on the air for 1950 rinse-o with Solium.
Show with Ernestine Way, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Harry Lang, Jeff Alexander, and his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of new 1950 Rinso with Solium, the soap that gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Happy little
Unknown to his wife, Sapphire, a secretary is coming into the life of George Kingfish Stevens. At the lodge meeting last night, the brothers decided that the Kingfish needed a secretary to keep the record straight. At the moment, he's discussing the situation with Andy.
Yes, Andy, we does need a secretary around here. The lodge record's all in pretty bad shape. We was getting way behind in everything.
Yeah, really bad, huh, Kingfish?
Oh, yeah. I just take the sickness committee. Only last week, they sent out a get-well card to a brother that died in 1924.
Yeah, well, a situation like that can be a mess, all right.
Oh, yeah, and I read him a nasty letter about his back dues last month and wondered why he never answered me.
Well, listen, about this secretary, Kingfish, you say the employment agency going to send a gal over here for you to interview?
Yes, and remember the requirements now. The gal got to be neat, a speed typer, able to take dictation, and the knowledge of bookkeeping and cross-file and all that stuff.
Yeah, I was just looking around here. Wouldn't hurt if she was handy with a mop, neither.
Now, look here, Anna. I want you to help me question this gal when she come here, and we'll make her pass what we call the IQ examination and every other kind of thing, you see.
Yeah, yeah. What is it, Lightning? What you want?
Some gal is out there about being interviewed as a secretary.
Yeah, well, send her in.
I asked how wheels right out and get her.
You let her know that she's dealing with businessmen.
Yeah, come right in. Come in.
Oh, how do you do? My name is Charmaine LaRue. Is you the gentleman that's looking for the secretary?
Yes, miss. We is looking for a gal that's neat, efficient, and,
Hello.
Excuse me for protruding, miss, but, you was applying for the job of secretary, ain't you?
Yes, but I don't know if you gentlemen would be interested because, well, I thought maybe I was too young.
Yeah, well, that is the trouble. We is looking for, You is higher.
Not so fast there, lover boy. Now, I'm doing the hiring around here. Now, miss, have you had much experience?
Oh, yes. I've done secretarial work before, but I expect to pick up a lot more experience here.
Sign her up, Kingfish.
Take it easy, Andy. What we need around here is a gal that's efficient. Now, miss, how many words can you take in shorthand?
In what?
Shorthand.
Oh, yes, you mean them little doodab things.
Well, what we want to know is how many words can you doodab in a minute? That's what we want.
Well, a four or five if they don't have a lot of syllables.
Well, that's plenty fast. When can you start?
Wait a minute, now, the average secretary can take 120 words a minute.
Yeah, I know, Kingfish, but between the two of us, we don't know 120 words.
Yeah, you might have a point there, Andy. Ain't no use having a 12-cylinder car if you ain't going no place. Well, you can consider yourself hired, miss.
Oh, thank you. What time shall I report tomorrow?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We want to get off to a good, fast start tomorrow. Get up bright and early, and I'll meet you here at the office, ready to start the work at 2 p.m. sharp. She's gonna work out fine.
Yeah, she's cute, all right, Kingfish. But of course, you know you gotta face it. She's a little on the dumb side.
Yeah, well, that's good, Andy. After all, we don't want to have no secretaries around here that's smarter than us executives, you know. secretary started this morning, and everything is working out fine, boy.
Yeah, I see you done put another desk in your office here for her.
Yes, that gives her a place to work right here in the office, you see.
Where is she now?
Well, she's in the next room working on the files. Let me get my feet up here. Oh, boy. This is the last.
John Stevens, where are you at?
Uh-oh. Discreet, y'all. I done spoke too soon. Here come my wife down the hall. Hello there, Sapphire, dear.
George, I'm going shopping, and I need... Oh, I see you got your loafing partner here.
Hello, Sapphire.
George, I'm going shopping, and I need some money.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sapphire.
Excuse me. I better be running along and get out of the line of fire here.
Look, George, I'm going shopping, and I need some... George, you got another desk in the office.
Another desk? That's right, ain't it, honey? We just got one in here.
Oh, what's the idea of that? One for each book?
We just figured that we needed another desk in here, you know.
George? George, I smell perfume in here.
Perfume?
Yes, and it ain't that cheap stuff you bring home to me, neither.
Yeah, I guess Andy's been using that carpoon on his hair again.
George, there's something funny going on here. I smell perfume. And another thing, why have you got another desk in your office?
Well, we just stuck it there to put it someplace. Sapphire, how can you accuse me? You think that some other woman's been around here? You was the most suspicious wife. Here I work alone at the office by myself and...
Mr. Stevens, may I sit down at my desk now? excuse me, Mr. Stevens. I didn't know your mama was here. Your mama? George Stevens, who is that young person?
Sapphire, now put down that inkwell. I can explain the whole thing. You see, darling, well, she is my secretary.
Your secretary? You ain't told me nothing about this.
Well, I...
George, I ain't gonna stand for no girl that calls me your mama working in this office. You got to get rid of her.
Well, now, wait a minute here. This is ridiculous here. I has always been a conscientious husband. I ain't gonna fire that girl.
You're just like all men, George Stevens. A woman done come between us. What'll I do? I know what I'll do. I'm gonna stand for my mother.
Well, now listen, honey. Don't get that old war horse to come to town.
I will, though, and don't think for a minute that you're gonna get away with this. You no good sneaking two-time low-down bomb.
No, I think Sapphire was upset. She gonna send for her mama. Together, them two make the nastiest team since Hitler and Mussolini. Come on, Henry, walk with me up to the house here.
Yes, all right, Kingfish, I'll do that.
You know, Sapphire really hit the ceiling about this new secretary of mine. She's really jealous.
Oh, so the green-eyed monster has reared its ugly head, eh?
How'd you know her mama was in town? You see, Henry, this gal don't mean nothing to me, but for once in my life, I'm going to stand my ground.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm tired of having my wife push me around.
And you say you ain't been home. You've been sleeping in the lodge hall for the last 2 days?
Yeah, well, that's the usual cooling-off period I give them, man. Henry, the battle order to quiet down by now, though.
Yes. Well, have you got any plans, Kingfish?
Henry, this time I might try a different treatment on my mother-in-law. I'm going to smother the old war horse with kindness.
Well, Kingfish, if you take my advice, I would skip the kindness and concentrate on the smother.
Well, now, here's my house here. I'll see you when I get in. Well... So long, Henry.
Yes, so long, Kingfish. I'll see you later.
Well, here I go. Might as well get in and see what happened. Talk about a snake pit. I really got one in here. Well. Hello there, Mother. I must say you was looking the same as usual.
Don't you insult me like that, George Stevens.
Excuse me. I didn't mean no harm. By the way, Mother dear, them is beautiful roses on the table there. Did you bring them?
I wouldn't bring you nothing. Sapphire's new boss sent her them flowers.
Hey, well, that's nice. It kind of frightens up the Sapphire's new boss.
You heard me. Sapphire's got a job with Mr. John Bentley as his secretary. He's a very handsome bachelor.
And he sent her them flowers? Well, she ain't got no right to work as a secretary for no man to send her flowers.
Well, you've got a secretary. Now, how do we know you ain't sending that little hussy flowers?
Well, now, that's different.
Different nothing. And get your own supper, too. Sapphire's working late tonight with Mr. Bentley.
I'll bet this whole thing was your idea. You done put her up to this. Why has you got to stick your big face in everything?
Don't you yell at me. Sapphire's my daughter. And I'm going to see that you two have a happy marriage if I have to break every bone in your body.
Well, now you wait a minute.
Oh, shut up. Sapphire's entitled to a career if she wants it.
Well, if Sapphire wants a career, why don't she get a job in the laundry? You're going to be in a room with something. A mangle is a lot safer than this fella Bentley, I tell you that.
Happy little birthday song. For a watch that's brighter and brighter than you. Rinso watches, rinso new.
Rinso white.
Whiter than you.
Rinso bright.
Brighter than you.
Rinso white. Rinso bright.
Rinso new.
Rinso new. It's an amazing fact. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new. Rinso new. Even on rainy days, Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient Solium. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for clothes. So kind to your hands. Get Rinso today. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright.
Rinso new.
Happy little birthday song.
Yes, and I really worry about Sapphire working for this Bentley fellow.
Yeah, well, you got something to worry about there, Kingfish.
Yeah, besides the flowers yesterday, he done sent her a big box of candy.
Oh, boy, that's bad.
Oh, the shame of it. Another fellow sending my way candy. I nearly choked on the first half a pound of it.
Well, I surprised with you, Kingfish.
Yeah, the thing I still can't understand is why this fellow Bentley would go for a gal like Sapphire. On the other hand, I guess when Sapphire's all made up, she ain't a bad-looking girl.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. I had seen her on Lenox Avenue a couple times and whistled at her before I knew who she was, you know? Of course, when she turned around and I see her face, why, I unfuck it quick.
I do like to get a line on this Bentley fella.
Well, have you found out anything about him yet?
Well, I found out that he is the manager of this branch bank over here on Lenox. I don't want to go snooping around there or Sapphire will think that I was jealous. Oh, I was miserable, Ender. Now, what you want down here, Shorty?
Well, if it ain't my smiling face, if it ain't a good name, the tearful... What's wrong, Southport?
Shorty, I got wife trouble.
Yeah, the Kingfish's wife done took a job as a secretary, and he's afraid she's going to get mixed up with another man.
Mm. All that other man stuff is bad. I was gone with a girl once, and suddenly she started seeing another fella every night.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yeah, but I was crazy about her, and I didn't want to give her up, so I used a romantic approach. One night when this fella was calling on her, I stood outside the parlor window, and I sang that romantic love song. Kiss me again, kiss me again.
Yeah, well, how did it work out, Shorty?
Not so good. What I was thinking on the outside, they were doing on the inside.
Hey, Shorty, you meet a lot of men in your barbershop. Does you happen to know John Bentley, the manager of the branch bank up here in London?
John Bentley? Oh, so I know him. He lives in that big apartment up here on 134th Street.
Yeah, he does. Say, maybe me and Andy could go up there tonight and tell him that we is... newspaper men that want to interview him.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Kingfish.
Yeah, we can sound him out about his new romance and find out just what's going on between him and Sapphire.
Yeah, and if you find out this fellow's making trouble for you, Kingfish, don't worry, because someday you'll get your revenge. I know, because when this fellow I was telling you about stole my gal, I always figured that someday he'd come into my barbershop and then I'd have him just where I wanted him.
Yeah, well... did it ever happen, Shorty?
Oh, yeah. Sure enough, one day he come in and sat down right in the chair.
Holy smoke, Shorty. What did you do to the poor fella?
Yeah. What did I do? Well, I took the scissors and when I was shaving him, I took the way I pushed the scolding towel around his neck. I overcharged him 15 cents.
About this idea of yours, having me tell George I was working as secretary for John Bentley.
Well, Sapphire was the only thing to do.
Well, if I really had a job, it would be different, but I sort of hate to lie to him.
Listen, Sapphire, let's face it. If us women didn't lie to men, half of us would be single.
Well, I know, Mama, but don't you think it's worth me sending myself all them flowers and candy and stuff?
Yes, Sapphire. We really got to make that old goat suffer.
But Mama, telling him I'm working for John Bentley. After all, you know, he's manager of the branch bank on Lenox. And besides, there was a big piece in the paper today about him being engaged to his own secretary.
I know he's engaged to his secretary. I saw that item in the paper, too. That's what gave me the idea.
Well, frankly, Mama, the way George has been acting lately, I think your plan is going to work.
Andy, here's the house where this fellow Bentley lives now.
Yeah, well, let's go out. Uh-oh, we're trapped. Look who's coming down the street, that Happy Willie guy.
Yeah, what a time to run into him. There's more wind in that boy than in a Florida hurricane.
Well, Kingfish, what are you doing out at this time of the night? They run you out the pool hall again?
Now, look, Willie, I ain't in no mood for no kidding. I haven't wife trouble.
I see your wife, and I agreed with you.
Now, wait a minute. Listen here. I ain't talking about her personal.
No, Sapphire done got a job with a fellow named John Bentley, and the Kingfish is all upset, Willie.
Yeah, and the question that's bothering me is this man making passes at her?
There's a more important question than that. Is your wife ducking?
Boy, sure warmed up the air around here, didn't he?
Hey, one of these days, they're going to drop a net over him. Now, let's get on in the Bentley's house here. Remember now, we as reporters from the newspaper come to interview him.
Yeah, then we'll work the thing around and ask him about his romance and that stuff.
Yeah, let's get on in here. I hope he's home.
John Bentley speaking. Oh, it's you, dear. How's my sweet little secretary tonight? What? Certainly I think we're right in eloping, honey. Your father just have to get used to the idea of our marriage, even if he's against it now. Excuse me a second, honey, at the door.
Excuse us, Miss Bentley. We are from the newspaper, and we'd like to see you about an interview.
Interview? Well, have a seat. I'm on the phone in the next room talking to my secretary. Be with you in a minute.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah.
Holy mackerel, Andy. He said secretary. He's on the phone right now with my wife.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get over here by the door and eavesdrop on him.
Sorry, honey. Just a couple of men at the door. You miss me? Yeah, that's sweet. I feel the same way. I'd love to hold you in my arms.
Hannah, did you hear that? They're going to hold each other in their arms.
Yeah, but take it easy, Kingfish. They can't do it now. There's too much telephone wire between them.
I'm glad you got a chance to call, honey. What? Oh, the old man's out, huh? Good.
Old man, Andy, they're talking about me.
Yes, I think we should definitely go through with the elopement.
Elopement?
Here, Kingfish, lay down on the couch here.
Oh, no, this is terrible, Andy.
Of course he'll be upset, but after it's all over, I know he'll agree it's all for the best.
I will not.
Honey, I was really crazy about you. You're so sweet. You're so gentle. You're so lovely. You're just like Venus.
Kingfish, that fellow ought to get his eyes examined.
Come on, Andy. I can't stand no more of this much talk. How weak as a kitten. I feel just like Samson after Delilah give him a cool haircut. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, come on. I'll help you.
Andy, does you realize that man was talking about my wife? And he going to elope with her? What must I do, Andy? What must I do?
Well, don't feel too bad about it, Kingfish. In the case of Sapphire, the way I figure, what is one man's loss is another man's... Lost.
Yeah.
It's a proven fact. New 1950 Rinso Oleum gets white clothes whiter than new and washable colors brighter than new. Rinso New. No other soap can get your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient Oleum. Even on rainy days, even if you dry your clothes indoors, Rinso Oleum puts sunshine in your wash. Your white clothes will actually turn out whiter than new and gay washable colors brighter than the day you bought them. Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso's so safe for clothes and so kind to your hands. On wash day, use new 1950 Rinso with Oleum, the scientific sunlight ingredient. Your dealer has it in the same familiar package. Get Rinso today.
Here's 5% Calhoun's office right there.
Yeah, you going in there and see him about your trouble, huh?
Yeah, I figure a big politician like that has got experience in all kinds of stuff. You see, maybe he can give me some advice.
Yeah, well, I'll see you later, Kingfish. Good luck to you.
Yeah, so long, Anna. I'll get on in the office. Hello there, Miss Calhoun. Remember me?
Well, your face is strange, but that stupid expression look familiar.
I saw it, Kingsley Stevens.
Don't mean nothing to me.
I was up here last week.
Don't mean a thing.
I got $10 in my pocket.
Sit down, pal. Let me your pocket knife and I'll split my cigar with you.
Yeah, well, now, here what done happened to 5%. I hired a secretary, and then my wife started the secretary for Miss John Bentley. Then my wife's mama come to town. Well,
hold it.
Yeah, well, is it clear to you up to now?
Yeah, all but one thing. How much are you paying this John Bender to be your secretary?
Well, I ain't paying John Bender nothing.
Then you's in trouble with the labor board.
Oh, no, look, you don't understand what I was explaining here.
I understand the explanation, but you ain't explaining to understand it.
Look here.
Listen, son, take it easy. And the next time you explain it, tip some ignorance out of it.
There's some ignorance out.
Just undumb yourself, son. Undumb yourself.
Look, the nutshell of the thing is my wife is interested in another man.
Oh, and you is jealous.
Naturally, she has made up her mind to leave me for this fella she's secretary to. And I want to change her mind.
And she's a woman?
Certainly.
And you want to get her to change her mind?
Right.
That's going to take a long time.
Look here, Miss Calhoun, can't you give me no suggestion?
Yeah, I got an angle. Why don't you get this fella fired that she's working for? Then he won't have no income, and that'll break up the whole thing.
Hey, that's great advice, Miss Calhoun, but how can I ever thank you?
Well, Stephen, there's a right way to thank me, and there's a wrong way to thank me.
I know there, so I won't insult you by offering you money. I'll just shake your hand.
That's the wrong way.
Here's the office of one of the bank's vice presidents. Yeah, he's in charge of the employees at all the branches.
Yeah, well, let's get on in there.
Hey, now, don't forget, we as detectives and investigated this John Bentley, and we want to get him fired.
Yeah, and I got this hunk of rubber hose sticking out of my pocket here, too. That'll show him where his real police.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, sir. We are from the police department. I as Detective Stevens, and this is my fellow Gumshoe, Andy Brown.
Yes, sir. We from the bank snatching detail. Just what can I do for you?
Well, what we can do for you, mister. We want to talk to you about the manager of one of your plant banks, John Bentley, alias Sticky Finger Jackson, alias Captain Till Taylor.
Now, just a minute. Are you intimating that John Bentley is dishonest? Just what do you base this charge on?
Well, the whole thing started when Brown here went into the bank on a routine checkup. It was during lunch hour, Mr. Bentley let the pan fell out, and he was in the cage himself.
Yeah, that's right.
Brown here went up to the window and asked him to change for a dollar. We got suspicious when he had to run across the street to a candy store to get it.
And there was nothing in the cash drawer there but rubber bands.
Why, this is fantastic. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, well, you know how it is when them fellas start playing with the races, you know.
You're not implying that John Bentley is using bank funds to gamble.
Well, we done a little checking around, and we found out that most of his intimate friends are jockeys. That's what we done found out.
Jockeys?
It does, right? When we dropped in the bank yesterday and looked at the paying line, there was nobody more than 5 feet tall in the line there.
And three of them had whips, too.
Do you mean to say that you believe he's actually using the bank's money at the track?
Well, I'll tell you this much. If Shady Lady don't come in the fifth tomorrow, the bank's going to have to declare moratorium, I tell you that.
Now, just a minute. This has gone far enough. If you're a policeman, I'd like to see your credentials.
Show the man my credentials.
Who, me?
You know my credentials.
Well, what do they look like?
Ah, just as I thought. This is the most ridiculous story I ever heard. I don't know what your purpose is, but if you don't get out this minute, I'll really have the police around here.
All right, mister, we're going. But if you find your escort department tied up in a three-horse parlay, don't blame us.
Well, what are you going to do now, Kingfish?
Well, there's only one thing to do, Ender. I go in right now and leave my cards on the table with Sapphire.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's your only alternative. Yeah. Mr. Kingfish here done finally solved this problem.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that, Kingfish. How did you go about it? Well, I knew that the reason this whole thing started was on account of me hiring a secretary. So I made a deal with Sapphire. If she'd give up her job and never go near Bentley again, I'd let my secretary go. Yeah, well, that sounds like it's fair for both sides, but the large day, you still got to have a secretary. What are you going to do about that? Well, I solved that too, boys. You see, Sapphire said there was something about the way that Miss LaRue acted that she didn't like. So there's no more trouble. I told Sapphire to call up the employment agency herself and have them send over any secretary she wants.
Yeah, well, that was real smart.
Oh, yeah, boy. Sapphire said my secretary is coming prepared to take dictation. From now on, I got no more trouble. Everything going to be peace and quiet around here. Oh, there's the secretary now. They said that she was sending right over here. Come in.
All right, you old goat. Start dictating.
Oh, no. You know, Andy, half the people in the world is women.
Yeah, well, that's a good arrangement.
Yeah. And more women use Rinse soap than any other wash day soap in the world. That's a fact.
And in all the world, no other soap contains Soleum, the amazing scientific sunlight ingredient. Rinso Soleum gives you washes that are whiter, brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. Get the economical giant size Rinso today. Next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Urim Solosolium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner, gives you longer all-over protection after your daily bath. Remember, there's not just one or two, but 13 areas of the skin where doctors have found B.O. Lifebuoy protects you all over, gives you top 24-hour security. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at the same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.